I want to spend the next few moments addressing this, and we'll continue to discuss it until they address it. It's not time yet because free agency hasn't started, the draft and everything, but backup quarterback, because it's going to be hugely important. All teams are looking at, hey, Jeff Hostetler. Hey, Nick Foles. How about Earl Morrill? Now, Earl Morrill, once upon a time, first-round draft choice. Does anybody get the Earl Morrill reference?
That's a dated reference. That's a fine, bro.
No, I get it. Sports. I get it because my dad's favorite was John Unitas, so yeah.
There's no
I
dated totally references in sports.
I totally know
Earl
who it is.
Earl Morrill.
But there are listeners going, who's Earl Morrill?
All right, so Earl Morrill.
There are listeners going, who's Jeff Hostetler?
Jeff Hostetler won the Super Bowl for the Giants over the Buffalo Bills in the Norwood missed kick game. And that was the second win for Parcells.
You're telling me like I don't know that. I know that. I'm just saying there are listeners that Jeff Hostetler, like, who?
Morrill came off the bench for an injured Bob Greasy in the 72 perfect season for the Dolphins. How about that? Mm-hmm. But he was once upon a time a first-round draft choice. So he doesn't qualify as these Nick Foles-type people. Or Jeff Hostetler. Was Hostetler a first-round draft choice, Johnny?
No.
I got to look that up. No way.
I think
right?
He was a second or a third.
West Virginia product. Anyway, the point is this. Backup quarterback, important. This just in. We know this here better than anybody else. But quick poll here. I'm not going to hold you on the record till the end of time. But if you had to say it now, you know, Tom Savage, unrestricted free agent. Deshaun Watson's your guy. Where does the backup quarterback come from on this team in 2018?
I think it's outside the building. I think you're going to go to camp with Heinicke. I don't know how long he sticks around, but he's going to be around and he'll have something to
say. He'll be a developmental kind of guy.
But I think it's outside the building as a free agent.
That's what I wanted to know. Draft choice or free agent?
I'm going to go free agent. Nothing surprising, but I'm going to go free agent.
Okay, Johnny?
I agree with that. I think Drew's right on it. I think Heinicke keeping him around for sure. I would
really.
Be,
I mean, you guys really like. They liked Heinicke.
No. I'm saying through August. They want to see what he does.
Right.
Okay. I'm not.
Wait, but hang on. I got three slots. I'm really not going to go with four. Although they might decide to do that here because let's not get caught again.
Heinicke and Watson are the only guys under contract.
Right.
You know, those other three: Johnson, Yates, and
Savage. Gone. I mean, you know, or not under contract as of the start of the league year.
Right.
I mean, they could re-sign anybody they want right now who's an unrestricted free agent or currently belongs to them. But to me, I agree, outside the building, free agent, I still say it's possible that they draft somebody along the way that, that guy's available. We really liked him.
Yeah, if he's high up on your board.
I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility for them to bring back Heinicke, but also draft, maybe to draft or
they
sign.
They go with four? I guess it's possible.
Here's the other option, the Joe Webb option. Joe Webb would be the right. Maybe there's a running back, or maybe there's a quarterback that does other things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say that's Braxton Miller. You already have him, but it doesn't look like that's the case.
Right. I think they look at Braxton as a true receiver now. I don't think, unless they had, we've talked about the two helmets, and he's got a Coach Comm and the other system if he needed to. But Braxton, I don't think Braxton can throw all that well. I mean, I think he could in a one-time situation if you're running the reverse or running the play the Eagles ran the other night. I think he could do it, but I think in a 12 to 15 pass capacity, I think that could be tough for him. But if there's somebody out there, and that's the thing, because you've got quarterbacks that are coming. You know, take for instance Quinn Flowers from USF. Quinn Flowers is 5'9", 205 pounds, and he's got a strong arm. He can throw it. It's not always the most accurate, but man, as a runner, oh boy, he's tough. But what if you have a guy like that that you know can contribute on special teams? You know you could play him at running back, and in a pinch, you teach him the offense. And in a pinch, you can go back there at quarterback and give you a few snaps if you need it.
So where does he get drafted? Might he be undrafted?
He may not. I mean, it depends, because some guys will walk into the room. They're like, all right, here, Quentin. Here's what we're thinking about. And he goes, I'm a quarterback. And they're like, well, thank you for coming today.
I think somebody takes the gamble on it, though.
I think so, too.
I think he gets drafted.
I think so, too. I think it's probably a 6th or 7th round pick, and that's what we're talking about. The Texans are going to draft a quarterback. Where are they doing it?
Right.
6th or 7th round. So if you end up drafting a guy like, you know, say, Quentin Flowers, that's of that ilk that could play different positions, maybe that's something. Maybe that's what the 4th guy ends up being. Think about 2009 in the 7th round, the Patriots drafted a quarterback. Out of Kent State, what did he turn into?
Julian
Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
Thank you.
Now, Are they allowed to use Heinicke in that rookie camp because it's rookie and first-year guys who have limited eligibility? I'm not sure.
Because this is his third year in the league.
Oh, yeah, he's been around the league for a while. It wasn't like he was a rookie. Because I remember they used Keenum in 2013 in that rookie first-year player
Because he was practice squad all the way in 12.
Practice squad didn't all the way.
The 53.
Okay, so along those lines, we've discussed a possible four. We've talked about a potential three. But what about the two?
You said the two, the second string quarterback? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean,
who's the backup going to be?
Who's the backup going to be?
Well, the backup will be somebody who's played a little bit in the league at the very least.
Okay.
I think it's got to be somebody with some kind of track record.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of what hurt them. It is what hurt them last year with Tom Savage. I don't think they had enough. They knew him in the system as a practice player and a little bit in games. And it all projected to be very good, but it didn't turn out to be as good as they needed it to be, clearly, in the back half of the season. So I don't know how they feel about him right now, but he's an unrestricted free agent. I think going outside the building, they'll go with somebody who's played some games in this league. Everyone's going to be looking for, give me somebody like a Nick Foles. You know how many conference room tables are having that conversation right now around the league?
Right.
Somebody like a Nick Foles. Somebody who's had some playing time, maybe a little bit of success, but maybe people have soured on him lately, but he's got some experience, and I can use him. How many of these guys are there, Chuck?
Okay, well, here you go. Here are the 2018 NFL free agent quarterbacks. All right.
Let's start. There are
a few at the top where you go, okay, these guys are going to re-sign or to sign a big deal elsewhere. Drew Brees, Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
We don't know where Cousins will go.
No.
Here's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you want to bring it up because people are like, well, he'll back up Watson. No, he won't. Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Not going to back up Watson.
All right, so where does Case go, by the way, quickly? I'm not even where, but how? Is he a starter? Is he a backup? Does Minnesota have to bring him back now?
I'll tell you where Minnesota sits on this. I have a buddy of mine who's in the Minnesota front office, and I talked to him, and he said very little about it. I said, man, what are y'all going to do at quarterback? He looked at me and he goes, I know. And that was all he said.
Really?
He's like, I know.
Oh, they want Keenum back. That means Keenum to me.
So to me, I think
Doesn't it sound like Keenum?
You know what? It does. It sounds exactly like.
Hey, Bridgewater's an unrestricted free agent.
Well, that's who's next. Teddy Bridgewater.
Sign me up for some of that. Now people think Bridgewater's not Deshaun Watson.
No.
Okay. He can't run like him.
No.
But Bridgewater can throw the ball a little bit. He doesn't have as strong an arm as Deshaun.
No.
I'm starting to sour on Teddy Bridgewater in this conversation here. No, but I like...
You're talking yourself out of it.
I like the fact that he's played. I will point this out. When he was having success, when they were winning with him, they were running the ball very well with Adrian Peterson. He was throwing for like 150 a game. It was that kind of thing.
Yep.
He did make some big throws at big times, though. I will give him credit for that. And at the end of the playoff game, when they missed the field goal, I think he made a big throw to get him into field goal range, if I'm not mistaken.
I wonder what they know about him, though, now. Because what is
the health situation now?
Yeah, health-wise.
Right.
And then on top of that, if they didn't think enough of him to kind of move up a little bit and draft him at the end of the first that year.
Right. Oh, the Texans, you mean?
Yeah. Why?
Isn't that horse out of the barn? Because right now, if you had to go back to that draft, you'd say take Garoppolo maybe even
number one. But he was kind of –
You don't see it?
I don't see it happening here.
Well, the Vikings didn't go for that fifth year because of the health and who knows when he's going to get back. And I understand
that.
That's kind of telling as well. But we're talking about backup quarterback here. So it's not like you're going to get this shining star.
No, I know.
But anyway, go on.
You got three Vikings in the top seven, this list I'm looking at. A.J. McCarron, and you mentioned Bridgewater, Sam Bradford.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Here's Josh McCown.
Former SMU Mustang, Josh McCown.
Why not? No, Josh McCown.
He's got a lot of experience.
I'm not one of these people who says you need a mobile quarterback just like Watson. To me, Watson is much more than that. He's a pocket passer who's excellent, who can also get outside the pocket.
There's only one Deshaun Watson.
You're not going to find that skill set. But I cannot have Josh McCown as my backup quarterback. Now, for what reason? I want somebody who can move around a little bit, particularly when my offensive line is still in a developmental mode.
He's pretty athletic.
Really? He was in the class of 2002.
I know.
Jeez, I don't know if I can handle this. All right, go on, Johnny.
Geno Smith.
You know, as a backup, I would be okay with that.
Right, think about how Giants fans reacted when the Giants said, we're going to start Geno Smith.
Well, in New York, it was awful.
Different situation. I mean,
okay.
You're benching Eli Manning. We're benching our two-time Super Bowl winner for Geno Smith.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I was waiting for this.
I
got to tell you something.
It's a perfect situation.
Yes.
I wouldn't be opposed to it at all.
I would do it in a second.
What does
now? What I don't know what the, I don't know what the relationship
yeah,
is like.
That's the only thing. What does he? Because he's got so much experience. You know he's not your starter, so there's not going to be any.
So if Watson has a tweak, a couple of games, and I got to put Fitzy in,
definitely man the ship. He can move around a little bit.
He can move around.
Oh. And we play Buffalo this year.
Play
he
Buffalo,
can play in that game.
That's an automatic win.
That's an automatic W. That's happening. There's
he's
no
the funny,
question.
He's the funniest Houston Texan ever.
He is, and he is.
Your
he
buddy Sean
Belair.
Cody is not going to want to
hear
that.
I'll tell that to Sean Cody's face. I will. I love Sean Cody, but he's not as funny as Ryan
Kareem's
going
to have something to say about that as
I would think about Ryan Fitzpatrick for sure. Matt Moore, Jay Cutler.
No on Cutler. Somebody said that the Justin Timberlake, who tweeted this? I'd love to get it right. Somebody said the Justin Timberlake halftime performance was the Jay Cutler of halftime shows. I thought that was good. Matt Moore, you could do worse than Matt Moore as a backup.
Yeah.
You could.
I still wonder where, I got to go back to Fitzpatrick. I still wonder what the dynamic is. You know,
with the people here?
What does he
think?
Well,
there's no Rick Smith, but there's Bill O'Brien.
No, what do they think upstairs?
Well, I think as a backup, some of that would be welcome.
That's the whole thing.
That's a very attractive.
They wouldn't
backup.
Want him as the starter. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about the backup. You got to be willing to say, okay, let's say, God forbid, you know, you're in the same situation as last year. Can you get through 9 games? And I would say, sign me up for Fitzy over a lot of guys. Yeah. You know, all the people on this list we're going over, I would say he'd be my number one guy there. Yeah. Maybe not over Keenum.
You always got to.
But you're not going to get Keenum.
You always got to put the caveat out there about this. Like, we don't want to see these guys. After August.
Of course not.
I don't want somebody jumping in on this segment thinking, these idiots are saying they should sign Fitzpatrick, you know, because I can
to
see
be their starter.
Yeah.
No, that is not what we're doing.
Right.
But I think it's a valid question that a lot of people have talked about locally, and it makes sense. Mm. I mean, it makes sense. If you just look around the league and you think about, I mean, obviously the Eagles situation, you know, number one right there with Nick Foles having to come in. Do some good things. Here's some more guys on the list.
Okay.
Derek Anderson. I'll just rip through a few of them.
He's
Derek
not
Anderson,
bad at all.
Drew Stanton. Tom Savage. Chad Henne. Blaine Gabbert. EJ Manuel.
Oh, wait.
EJ Manuel.
You didn't have anything to say about Chad Henne?
Chad Henne, Texans killer, once upon a time. It's getting a little late. I mean, as I say that, Fitzpatrick, class of 2005, okay? But Chad Henne, interesting to me as a backup. I mean, there's a lot of backup pedigree here. I think Derek Anderson is pretty interesting as well as a backup.
And they're getting they're getting a new offensive coordinator there in Carolina. So.
Oh, yeah. Ken Dorsey's shown the door along with the OC.
Shula. Mike Shula.
Yeah, Mike
so
Shula.
So you've got that.
The OC.
Here are a few more. Mark Sanchez, Ryan Mallett, Joe Webb.
Okay, hang on a second.
I'd be okay with Sanchez.
I would be very okay with Sanchez.
Yeah.
As a backup, Sanchez can, you know, he can give you a couple of games. Give you a couple of starts.
Knows how to win at NRG Stadium, too.
Yeah, came off the bench for Philadelphia for Nick Foles, by the way.
Started for the Jets in his first game ever.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
So painful.
Yeah, and then in 14, that's right, he came in that Eagles game for Foles.
Yeah, in 2009.
Because Foles got the you-know-what knocked out of him, and Sanchez came in and was like, zip, zip,
he
zip.
Can run a little bit. Now, he runs into people's backside sometimes, or at least once in a very infamous play, but as far as backup quarterback goes,
I'd be all right with that.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Joe Webb, that's the name I brought up a little while ago. I know some people have asked about Tyrod Taylor. Now, he's still under contract, I believe, with the Bills, because I know some people have asked.
He would be a lot higher on this list.
Yes, Tyrod would be on this list.
Sure.
I've always been a big fan of Tyrod.
I don't know that he's willing to be a backup at this
point.
Bingo,
that's the whole point. And
I don't blame him for thinking he should.
Same with Case at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Case is probably, you know, when he took the job with Minnesota, I saw an interview with him, and he said, took the best opportunity that came my way. Minnesota looked like the best opportunity. I took it, and away we go. And he thought of himself as a backup quarterback, just do what he can to stick around. And all of a sudden, boom, he has his year. How does Case perceive himself now? Does he perceive himself to be, I'm an NFL starter? If I'm him, I think that way.
Sure.
And they're going to be starting jobs. They're going to be starting jobs available. I would say, man, it would be interesting to rifle through the league and think how many starting jobs are available.
We've got 5 nights a week, buddy. We're going to be doing all of this.
I think Case is going to be a starter somewhere.
Is there any other name on that list that's intriguing?
No. The one down at the bottom I find intriguing, Brandon Whedon.
I'll tell you what. There were times this season where I was
You said it. You said absolutely I would take Brandon Whedon.
Well, you know, I said that it would have been nice to see him on the roster to begin with.